Hello, welcome to the IDEAS podcast. Inclusive, digital, educational, anti-discriminatory alternatives. You're listening to Module 2, Women's Her Stories, Political Options and Theoretical Standpoints. Episode 1, Classification of Feminist Theories. We have, in the first module, covered the key concepts of our IDEAS, our educational program in anti-discriminatory practices. These key concepts included women's studies, the category of gender, the concept of feminism, and now, in the second module, we will further develop our IDEAS program. Starting with the classification. Now, classification of feminist theories. We first want to underline that any classification is arbitrary. This needs to be our point of departure. Arbitrariness of any classification. But there are numerous benefits or much to be gained in creating the concepts and articulating the terminology that is the basis of any classification. Or we need to recognize the advantages in placing the order of things. For the first classification of feminist theories, let's give credit to our contemporary feminist philosopher, Alison Jagar, who already at the end of 1970s articulated the necessity for this first classification of feminist theories, and then later in the early 80s developed this into a volume entitled Feminist Politics and Human Nature. In order to assess the production of numerous texts of the second wave, the production which she herself has witnessed, she went back into the history of philosophy and theories. With contributions of many other women scholars, the research from this period first discovered not only derogatory texts by mainstream philosophers, the texts which attempted to justify the so-called quote-unquote inferiority and consequently the discriminatory practices of women, but also and very importantly, discovered the numerous long-forgotten texts written by many women on many significant issues of their times. That research, in fact, created and effectively produced a history of feminist theories. Later, of course, to be built on and continuously added to. The history of feminist theories, which Alison Jagar started, pertains retroactively to the 18th, 19th, and the first half of the 20th century. She created the concepts, invented the terminology, and then, having done that, placed her contemporaries within that history. Therefore, following Alison Jagar, we classify feminist theories into liberal, Marxist, and radical. Liberal feminist theorists develop theoretically the arguments in favor of women having their political rights, the right to participate in the public sphere, and also importantly, to recognize another political right, and that is the right to education, the right that has become very important to many women who were excluded from the possibility to be educated. In our classification, the second group are Marxist theories. These theories underline the importance of economic independence of women, but develop this economic independence into many other rights, such as equal pay for equal work, the right to have property, the right to inherit property, and so on. Finally, radical theories are theories that developed parallel to the second wave in feminism, and they are mainly about the right to decide about one's body. These theories also developed parallel to the appearance and the building of the women's studies programs. This classification is a set of concepts and arguments greatly contributed to establishing and legitimizing women's studies. Later, following a series of counter-arguments, but also further development of women's studies, additional groups of feminist theories were recognized, such as existentialist theories that has only one representative, and that is Simone de Beauvoir, or psychoanalytic theories, theories that developed as a critique of Freud, Lacan, and so on, theories of structuralism and post-structuralism that followed the ideas of Michel Foucault, Jacques Derrida, and many other representatives. Sometimes theories of psychoanalysis and post-structuralism would be quite unspecifically named as postmodern theories. Other theories also developed within feminism, such as multicultural theories, post-colonial theories, ecofeminism, cyberfeminism, and even queer feminism.